Radio station KRUD is now on the air. Hello, everybody. This is Lynn Peters, your favorite DJ, here to bring you some of your favorite sounds. And today we have a couple of interesting interviews because Greg Herschelt of radio station KJRB, our sister station, will be on the air with a special interview. And we also have our Student of the Week contest. Leonard the Lemming has spent quite a bit of time in the last 2 weeks preparing this particular report. He's been poring over some of the papers and things that I have here in front of me that were written by the students. And we're going to have a Student of the Week contest handled completely by Leonard the Lemming. But right now, we've got a little bit of Elton John here on Radio KRUD Good Time Radio. Okay, everybody, doing a little bit of the Crocodile Rock on radio station KRUD.
Merry Christmas. Let's see what the little boys and girls wrote to old Santa. Let's see here. Dear Santa Claus, please send me a solar car because Daddy has run out of gas. Speaking of gas, somebody wants a Lynn Peters doll. Merry Christmas.
My goodness, but I'm surrounded by greatness. We've got Leonard the Lemming today. We've got Greg Herschelt today. We've got Old Man Santa Claus today. And we also have a little bit of Chicago taking you back to those warm summer days in the park. Okay, out of Chicago, a group that used to call themselves the Chicago Transit Authority. Now they just go by the name of Chicago. It's music lesson time here on the home of Good Time Radio. This next recording that you're going to hear was recorded originally on an album. The single was released just a few months ago, and the single and the album cut are a little bit different. This is by the Carpenters. You've heard the song many times. Now, this is the original album version. Notice that it's a little bit more countrified. That is, it's a little more country-like. And notice some of the other changes. Here she is, Karen Carpenter. Oh, my. Sounds like a real country hoedown, folks. This is the home of Good Time Radio, KRUD, Spokane.
Such a feeling's coming over me. Top of the world.
Well, there you have it, just a little bit different from the Carpenters.
Merry Christmas. Here now. Dear Santa, did you know Donny Osmond kissed a frog and it puked? Oh my goodness. What the little boys and girls are writing to me these days. Here's some of my favorite kind of music.
The news coming at goodwill to man.
Well, there you have the story of Snoopy and the Red Baron on radio station KRUD. We've got all kinds of interesting things. And coming up right now, let's see what we got here. Okay. While that last record was playing, Leonard had a couple of packages delivered to the station here, and let's see. Okay, in each one here, we've got a tape. Let's see what it says here. Dear Mr. Peters, blah, 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 blah. Okay, this first tape is of our friend Mr. Herschel from Radio KJRB. Let's see what old Greg's got to say.
Yes, I'm standing down here. I'm standing down here in the locker room, and we have a special report from Mr. Greg Herschel. Come in, Greg. Please, wherever you are.
What is this thing? What's all this breathing?
It's June 21st, 1973. This is Greg Herschel with the CBS Radio Network.
What?
We're in the home of famed rock and roll drummer Pete Arthur.
Who?
And his wife, Char. And we're visiting with their daughter, Malia, who's 6 months old.
Oh, that's real good, Greg. You're just... CBS Radio? What are you talking about? I thought it was radio station KGRB or something. Well, anyway, we've got a little bit of Jim Croce. Greg will be back with us in just a bit. KRUD Expo.
Oh man, I want to tell you that Leroy Brown man, he's really one bad dude, man.
Comment on the Watergate, please.
It's time for a KRUD news bulletin. Yes, this particular bulletin was written by one of the students. It says here that this is a special news report. Mr. Arthur was singing yesterday in New York, and it busted the Statue of Liberty, and 100 people were killed. Taking us back to last year, it's the Sweet.
Right. Back to last year, we've got the Sweet on radio station KRUD. Boy, I'll bet school was a lot of fun until you had to listen to good old KRUD. Well, you're just a couple of minutes away from sheer boredom, so stick around!
As you're listening, Malia Arthur is filling her diapers rapidly.
Boy, Greg, you've been one of the best guests we've ever had on KRUD. Been telling us so many interesting things, babies filling their drawers and... Oh, man, I don't think we're going to have him back anymore. Ah, there's a knock at my door. Yeah, just a second here. Okay, alrighty. I got a package. Aha. This is Christmas time. Getting near Christmas time, you know, and I've got a little package here. Let's see what it says. Okay. Dear Mr. Peters, you've probably noticed... I can hardly read this. You've probably noticed that I haven't been around at all today. Hey, that's right. Leonard hasn't been here at all. I was up so long last night working on the Student of the Week contest that I had to just send this, tape over, would you please, I can barely read this, would you please play this tape for all of our listeners on KRUD? Well, Leonard, since you're not here, okay, let's see if we can kind of get it rigged up here on the tape recorder and see what we've got. KRUD Student of the Week contest. And now, here's Leonard.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm so excited today. I can hardly wait to announce the Student of the Week. Oh my goodness, after searching for a long, long time, we finally came up with the name of the Student of the Week. And now, well, there you have it. Now, how about a big hand for our first Student of the Week? I knew you'd enjoy this. Bye!
Goodbye, Leonard. What are you talking about, goodbye? We didn't hear any of that. I don't believe it. This is getting catchy, man. Leonard, oh my heavens. About half of that tape's been destroyed. It's been erased. Well, it's been damaged in some way. I don't believe this is getting catchy, folks. Believe me. We finally have a Student of the Week contest. Leonard spends, you know, a great deal of time putting the whole thing together. And somebody must have slipped in during the night and destroyed that tape. I couldn't believe it. It sounded like Leonard was eating his lunch or something, you know, during that part of the tape. Oh, man. Well, I think Elton John's the only one with the correct idea here. It's called Elderberry Wine. Probably wouldn't hurt, would it? Yeah. Okay, Leonard, sure. Yeah, all right. Thanks for calling. Yeah, I'll try to explain it to him. Okay, Leonard. Yeah, thanks a lot. Well, there you have it, folks. Leonard just called me. He heard the broadcast. He just called me trying to explain just exactly what happened to that tape. It appears that in Lemmingville, where all the Lemmings live, which is where Leonard's from, in Lemmingville there have been some little crimes going on. You know, some people have been kind of dipping into the cheese, so to speak. And, well, anyway, there's some tapes that can identify the proper people involved, you know, the proper criminals. And these tapes are being destroyed by the Lemmings. Yeah, they're going around chewing up the tapes. And so I wasn't too far off when I said that, you know, it sounded to me like somebody was, one of the Lemmings was eating their lunch. If I look, now that I hold the tape up to the light, it's been nibbled on. Boy, can you imagine that? Eating tapes? Erasing tapes? Oh, boy. Well, anyway, here's something we've never done on KRUD because we've never played a song by the Rolling Stones. All right. A little thing called I'm Gonna Make You Happy. The Rolling Stones on radio station KRUD.
Sing it, boys.
Well, it's been another one of those days. Leonard did come into the studio, but he's so embarrassed he's running around wearing a pair of sunglasses. He hopes that nobody will recognize him. Can you imagine? 5 inches tall, 5 inches tall with a pair of sunglasses, and he's running around the studio, and he doesn't think anyone's going to recognize him because, Leonard, baby, you blew it. Believe me, you blew it. Well, we've had Santa Claus. We've had Leonard absolutely destroy his whole, you know, student of the week thing. Hopefully, Leonard, next year, you know, like January, you'll be in a little better form. We've also had Greg Hirschelt and a lot of things from the kids. Bye-bye. This is Lynn Peters. Let's let the good times roll. Come on, baby.